The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Kevin Gibson. I'm filling in for David. And we are fortunate to have the opportunity to talk to an author and lecturer about health and the risk of dementia, Alzheimer's, and what you can do about diet. We have Judy Zucker on the line. Not quite yet. We'll get her on the line. And I know she's kind of been through it. She had to evacuate, unfortunately, from the fires in the Santa Barbara area and had to go down to L.A. to be at her parents' home, I believe, to talk to us today. So that's very nice of her to make herself available. You know, it's interesting that I know she's going to talk kind of about Mediterranean diet. And at my last cancer conference, there was a lecturer who talked about the anti-cancer effects of Mediterranean diet. And you think about it, and it's really, you know, we're not having all these processed foods. It's lots of richly colored fruits and vegetables, hopefully a clean fish source, and olive oil. And olive oil is one of the key ingredients. And olive oil represents one of those medium-chain triglyceride fats, one of those fats that's soft at room temperature mostly, like coconut or avocado. And all those things are really good for your brain too. You know, so a lot of people have basically diabetes of the brain when they start to have cognitive problems. Their insulin receptors in the brain, and glucose is your main choice of fuel for your brain, but it also uses these medium-chain triglycerides, these forms of fats, healthy fats, has very good energy. And so, for instance, we were talking about fasting with David for a little bit there, and if you go into fasting, you start to develop ketone bodies. And ketone bodies, or somebody who's in a ketogenic state, can have perfectly good and sometimes better cognitive function because they are using these fats as their fuel for their brain instead of sugar, which doesn't always work so well. In the brain because your insulin receptor cells are damaged. So that means that when you eat a meal, you break it down into glucose or the carbohydrates at least, and then you secrete insulin, and the insulin carries it to the cell to be used as fuel. Well, if that cell, the receptor that's supposed to receive the insulin and glucose molecule, is damaged, which happens with all of us over time, but certainly more if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, then your cognitive function might decline as well because that's not going to work so well in your brain either. So there have been, many of you have probably seen this, where individuals will take, for instance, a couple tablespoons of coconut oil in the morning to kind of start their day. And I use that on my sprouted grain bread and eggs this morning. That's like a really, that keeps my brain happy and functioning in the morning, and is healthy for me, and is low glycemic and all those things. If you're a vegetarian, certainly there's lots of other choices with legumes and such, different types of protein that you can use. But these healthy fats play a very important role. So enjoy your avocado and nuts, seed butters, and so forth. You will only do yourself a good measure in your health. And I think we're ready for Judy. Judy Zucker, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So I had a fun time sort of reviewing your work, you and your sister Sherry's work. Let's go.
You can say sorry. It rhymes with Shari.
okay, there you go. So you got all of them, don't you? You guys have been very active in the health field and done a lot in educating people and various talk shows, and that's awesome.
You.
I bet it's a lot of fun, a real privilege, kind of an honor to find this sort of career path for you, huh?
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, we've always felt that our purpose in life is to inspire others to live a healthful lifestyle, like what you're doing right now. You're doing so much by providing this show and giving people information about health and nutrition and a healthy lifestyle.
Well, it is. It's a privilege, you know, like you said. And I love the fact that you're 11 years old and you decided you're going to become a vegetarian. What?
Yeah, we became vegetarians at 11 years old. We had this really incredible art teacher he was talking. Now, nobody in the class was really listening, but we were in the front. And he made sense about animal sources of food and versus plant sources.
Yeah.
And it really made a lot of sense to us. But we were actually kind of still, even though we became vegetarians at 11, we were still like junkitarians. It wasn't until we were like in high school when we started running cross country and track. That's when we realized that we knew certain foods, certain foods gave us more energy than other foods. And we put together a bunch of recipes for our parents, because when we go to college, we were just putting it together. And because our mother, she was a big inspiration for us. She was a horrible cook. So we put these recipes together for our dad, and then he came home from work and he said, "Oh, wow, this looks fantastic. Thank you." He says, "Yeah, we wrote a book." He goes, "Oh, really?" And he goes, "What's it called?" And we said, "Snack Attacks." He goes, "My father, Erwin Zucker, is a public relations man." He goes,
"Perfect.
I need a catchier title. Like, how about How to Survive Snack Attacks Naturally?" And then he called us his favorite bookends. And he also called us, which is copyrighted, the Double Energy Twins.
But
16 years old, we got the name, the Double Energy Twins, Bing and Bang. So that's us. But now that we're older, we still use the name because it brings attention to something we so believe in, which is the health and nutrition.
Absolutely. And I think you being cross-country track runners was kind of key, you and your sister, right? Because then that enabled you to be more in touch with your body and the demands of it. Especially, I saw you guys had like high school records for the mile and 2 mile. Awesome.
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting. Yes. I guess we get to do a little bragging here.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're so sweet. When we were at high school at Beverly Hills High, we broke the mile and the 2 mile record. And we used to tie in all our races, because when you're a twin, which is a blessing, you're constantly compared, though. So what we would do is that when one of us would get to the finish line, we'd wait a second or two and we'd tie in our races. So we actually got to break the mile and the 2 mile records together. It was great to have a running partner and someone to really push you and help you with your workout. So that was really fun.
That is great.
We held it for like almost 30 years, but I think somebody just broke it, which is pretty phenomenal, because our records were like 5 minutes and 5 seconds on a mile and 11:08 on the 2 mile.
Which is great.
Really,
that's amazing. That's great. And a great story.
Don't run that fast now, but still run every day.
Do they even run the mile now, though? Because everything's in meters, right? I don't know. In high school, do they still run a mile, or do they run a 1600 meter?
Are you trying to make me feel old?
No. I'm older than you, young lady. So
I don't know. I thought everything was still a mile and 2 miles.
It could be. I don't know either. But I think it's just funny to ask.
I'm not sure.
No, and I know you're a UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara graduate. My sister went there as well way back when.
Such a great school. We actually still lecture for the health and wellness department.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we graduated UCSB with degrees in nutrition and physical education. But see, it was really our big start was at 16 when we wrote our first book, How to Survive Snack Attacks Naturally. And that sold over 80,000 copies. And we always say we don't even have that many relatives.
Did your parents have, like, Prevention Magazine in the house or something? How is it that, I mean, how were they health freaks? Do you know?
It's kind of funny, because what really inspired us, like I said, our father's a publicist.
Mm-hmm.
So he would do publicity for the National Health Federation convention. And he would drag us along, because he loved going to the booth because he'd get all these freebies. And so we just go with him, because I guess that was his way of babysitting us because he'd go to work and we just kind of hang out.
Yeah, which is
but
a
it
good
became
thing.
Very interesting because we go to these booths and people were talking about health and nutrition, and that's what inspired us a lot. And we actually got our family into eating healthier and everything. So I think just being around authors that were health oriented, and my father would represent authors that were in the health field, and we would read the books at night, and just kind of just resonated with us that this was really important and that we have one body, and it was real important to take care of it now because we knew that we felt good now, but we were kind of into preventive medicine and we wanted to feel good when we got older.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you're really paying it forward, you know, that I love that expression because you learned something from somebody you read and you're moving that forward. And I know for me, I read Diet for a Small Planet.
Yes, by Francis LaPay.
It was fantastic, and I changed my whole eating pattern as a result of that. You know, I got a pressure cooker, and I was buying all these raw beans, and you know, doing all. And that was in college, and you know, even though I didn't even go into medicine until I was in my 30s, I was an environmentalist guy. So, it blended. Whether you're into health or the environment or both, eating that way works.
That's what I love about you is that you became a doctor and you had that health background. So it's so nice because most doctors don't have any nutrition background or any awareness of it.
Well, I'm just, you know, we're all praying, waiting for the day when the medical schools shift a little bit there. And I think they are slowly anyway. that's a whole nother hour. So the recent book you wrote, The Memory Diet, you and your sister wrote, tell us what was the, you know, what kind of drove that? I think it might have been some tough times.
Well, our latest book, which is called The Memory Diet, More Than 150 Healthy Recipes for the Proper Care and Feeding of Your Brain, was really inspired by our mother. Hmm. She's been our inspiration. First, our inspiration for cookbooks because she was a horrible cook, which we love her and she knows that. But second, this one was a more serious thing. Our mother had got dementia when she was about 70, and she's 82 now. Mm-hmm. And it was devastating for us. And we wanted to do whatever we could to help her and also in turn help others. But at the time, we just were thinking what we can do to help our mother. When we spoke to the doctor told us that this dementia was environmentally induced. And we said, what? You know, what does that mean? Well, there are things that can cause dementia or, you know, cognitive decline, mm-hmm. like antihistamines. She was always on Benadryl, drinking too much. Mm-hmm. She'd start drinking, you know, that one glass of wine a day was like a jug, and it started at 10:30 in the morning. These mm-hmm. are things we didn't know about.
Yeah, sure.
And unfortunately, she was not health-oriented enough. She thought she was, but she was making poor lifestyle choices. So we said, you know what, we're going to research this. We spent 2 years researching this. We're going to find out what we can do to help our mother and help others, and we're going to write a book. And this is going to help so many people who are thinking that they're having memory problems or cognitive decline or Parkinson's or any form of dementia, because there's over 5 million people, and it's growing in the United States, that have dementia. And there's already 46 million worldwide. So this is like a epidemic.
It's a complete epidemic, and it's devastating to families, to the economy, because the strain to take care of folks.
Oh.
And it's definitely a disease of the industrial. So I'm really curious what the physician thought, you know, environmental factors. That's, I think, right on, because environmental factors is everything that we, you know, touch and breathe,
right.
And, as opposed to genetics.
Well, see, when he said that to us, we were kind of relieved because we didn't want to have a genetics, you know, because, I mean, that was scary for us. But, I mean, your chances of getting dementia are almost 1 in 2 after 85, but if you're lucky to live to 85 or more.
Right.
But this really, memory loss, it can be prevented. And there are certain things that people can do. Like when we research this, there's scientifically backed information. It's called the MIND diet, which is called Mediterranean Intervention Neurodegenerative Delay.
Right.
So that's why it's just called the MIND. And it was a study done at Rush University. And they found by doing certain lifestyle choices, you know, basically a plant-based diet and taking out fried foods and taking out meat, because meat has iron in it and accumulates in the brain, which is one of the causes for dementia and Alzheimer's, which is not very helpful. But they found by studying these people, that were 65 years and older, that if by making these lifestyle choices, it really made a difference. It increased their chances of living 7 more years. And also, not only that, but it also the ones that had the diet that was with fruits and vegetables, Mediterranean type of diet, mm-hmm. Did not get dementia. And the ones that
quality of life, yeah.
Right, quality of life.
Right.
And so, I mean, this is really...
I'm sorry. We're gonna take a quick break, Judy. I apologize for interrupting
you. No worries.
This is so critical, especially for, I'm sorry, but for people in Hawaii, we have great fruits and vegetables here, but
right.
It's too easy to go to L&L and get the plate lunch, or to make some choices that are all brown and tan foods. And nothing.
Oh yeah.
Nothing
oh, we have
color.
To talk about that too.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot to talk about. All right, Judy, stay with us, and listeners, we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
We need some snow in California, I think. Judy, welcome back. I am so sorry to hear what's going on all over
sorry.
The...
Oh, sorry, I was talking at my...
No, that's okay. I jumped in there. I'm so sorry to hear what's going on at your home region, Ventura, Santa Barbara counties, Carpinteria, all those areas.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't checked the news. Is there some
level of
containment?
Well, we've evacuated twice now, and fortunately our parents live in L.A. so we could come down here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've never seen anything like this, and there's smoke everywhere, and we just have evacuations, and it's been going on since December 4th, and we just thought it would get better, but it really hasn't. So,
and is a resurgence in Santa Ana winds, or what's going on?
Well, the thing is, they're able to get the fire in the back, but once the winds changed, like last night, we thought it was getting better, but it actually got worse today. So that's why, you know. But anyway, it's okay because we're lucky to be living, and we're lucky that our houses are okay, and really pray for the people that have, worse conditions,
Good point. I mean, good point. Yep, I know. You're right. Just lucky to be.
I love Hawaii, though. I love Hawaii. Whenever we get a chance, we'd love to go to Maui and Kona, and it's just beautiful.
There are lots of beautiful places here, no doubt. and we're getting smarter and smarter about food. As a matter of fact, I saw on the news recently some public schools were introducing more local foods. So whether it was the vegetables grown in the community or Big Island beef, they were introducing more local foods.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
great.
That.
I mean, eat local, support local. That's definitely the way we should go in all regions, as long as you can grow food, that is.
Yeah, well, that's what Shari and I do. We always go to the farmers markets in Santa Barbara, and mm-hmm. it's good to buy not just local but seasonal, because they're always going to be higher in value and lower in cost, too,
that's
if
right.
you buy seasonally, and it tastes better. And so we just know certain foods at this time of the year, so it's fantastic.
Is it avocado season now there? Or?
No, it's not avocado season.
Okay.
Avocado's
just
not that good right now. Uh-huh. We love avocados here.
Yeah, they're huge. Big, lots of groves there. Yeah.
I've seen avocado trees. We mostly mangoes a lot in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Although, you know, we in our yard we have chico, starfruit, tangerine, papaya, a couple mangoes, multiple papaya, avocado, just in our little yard. We just when I bought our house, I went around and I strategically figured out where I could put every doggone food producing tree I could in a nice variety, and it's fun, you know. That's we eat something from our yard every day, which is great.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you know, here's the thing when it comes to you know, I mean, I have a garden too. And I think that's real important. And I think it's really great that you grow your own papaya, because unfortunately papaya is one of the leading foods of GMOs
exactly.
that people don't understand. And
yep.
we do not advocate. We always, well, let's put it this way. We advocate buying organic. And mm-hmm. the more, and sometimes people say, oh, well, it's a little bit more expensive. It actually, if more people buy it, the price
that's
will
right.
go down. And so the truth of the matter is it's more expensive to medical bills later in life if you're not eating healthy and mm-hmm. doing the right things for your body, because pesticides are also terrible for the brain, and genetically modified foods, GMOs, are horrible for the brain. In fact, they got glyphosate, which is in Roundup, which
right.
is in, and that wreaks havoc on the gut and our digestive system. And if it's not good in the gut, it's not good for the brain. It's like if it's not good for the heart, it's not good for the brain. So we go into that, too.
Right, and you're exactly right, because these are all inflammatory oxidative pathways and damaging DNA. And it's just like, you know, back in the 60s, they thought DDT was okay, and lo and behold, a problem. Well, same with Roundup and glycophosphates. You know, everybody said, oh, that's okay. You know, that breaks down your process. It's not a problem. Well, now, given time, people are discovering, it's sometimes too late, that these two things do have long-term health effects. And we have no idea what the real effect of GMOs, et cetera, are going to be, because it's too early. We're going to see a decline in our health from, again, industrialized nations that are using, well, actually probably a lot in developing countries now too, because Monsanto and the rest of them spread this stuff all over the planet.
I still don't know why we get away with it, because in Europe they ban GMOs. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what's heartbreaking. It's like we're supposed to be an intelligent nation, and how come Europeans, many, are way ahead of us on this, as they are in many areas? Well, it's,
except in smoking. They allow people
yes,
to
that's
smoke
true.
At restaurants.
That's true.
That's what we got one up, I guess, in America.
Yeah, okay, that's very true. But all these other things, I mean, you know the answer to this. It's all about money, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's the lobbyists, and the lobbyists are very powerful, and they don't allow, you know, our environmental laws get destroyed, you know, Clean Air Act being revoked, you know, all these horrible things that are going on now. So
well, right. Well, that's why in our book, The Memory Diet, mm-hmm. we advocate foods that are GMO-free and organic, but also free of sugar, and that affects the brain too. Also, we advocate foods that are plant-based and gluten-free. And the way you cook it also is important for mm-hmm. the brain. Like, we discuss AGEs in the book, which is
okay.
called Advanced Glycation End Products.
You just anticipated my next question. Go with that. I love it.
Okay, sorry about that.
No.
And so we recommend steaming and not frying foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, AGEs are real important for people who are diabetic, okay, because it really increases the sugar content in it. And So basically, it's, you know, AGEs, advanced glycation end products. So you want to reduce this, the damaging effects on the brain by limiting grilling, broiling, frying, microwaving foods. You know, substitute plant sources for protein instead of meat sources. Reduce the cooking
time. So speak to the, yeah, exactly, the cooking time and the temperature. It's these high heat oxidative effects. So speak to that.
Yeah, because that's what it does. And so, therefore, it's like kind of browning.
Right.
Browning your foods all the time. Now, I have to admit, I like dry roasted nuts probably a lot better sometimes than some of the raw ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I say mostly, and sometimes people like their fruits or vegetables cooked. And it's not so much on that. It's really what really is the meats and stuff. But cut down on processed foods, too, because the AGEs are real high in that. And they've been exposed to high cooking temperatures to lengthen their shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it affects the brain, it affects the body. So just try to get more of the fresh fruits and vegetables and steam them raw. But here's the thing, if somebody does eat meat or fish or chicken, often people don't realize this. And a lot of people naturally do this with fish. They squeeze lemon juice on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. It reduces the AGEs in it. So if you squeeze vinegar if you squeeze lemon on it, it actually reduces the AGEs and stuff. And just to try to, reduce, like, we hear about high fructose corn syrup,
right,
and all that kind of stuff, and we don't really obviously advocate that. But, you know, there's things like we could do, like the worst thing that someone can do for their brain, the absolute worst, is to smoke. And that's probably worse for the body. And then alcohol's up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But exercise is the best thing you could do for your brain. According to the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation, they say exercise can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's by 50%,
mm-hmm,
which is fantastic. So, I mean, if we could inspire people to get out and, well, beautiful areas like Hawaii, you're inspired more, but still you can be in a beautiful area and not want to get up and,
yeah, and it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be overly rigorous. In the last hour, I mentioned that intense exercise, which, as you know, as a past intense athlete, can actually lead to oxidation and a suppression immune system. But, you know, I mean, these are people that are, you know, running marathons once a week or something.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. But so for most of us, we can't even get there if we wanted to anymore. So, but you know, the moderate exercise, and it doesn't have to be, you know, this go to the gym whole thing. It can be gardening. You know, it can be, you know, playing with your kids,
I think,
or
really
grandkids,
important,
whatever.
To listen to your body.
Yeah.
That's what you see. We notice, unfortunately, that professional athletes, they get a lot of injuries because they have to push themselves and push themselves and push themselves. This is not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about getting like maybe 30 minutes a day of, or more, which would be great, up to an hour maybe, of aerobic exercise at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting your heart going, whether it be bicycling or running or jogging or walking. Or if you'd like to do indoor exercises, you can do that. There's several machines that can do this for ellipticals and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's whatever it is, make that time for yourself. And you know, really, it clears the brain. For me, running in the morning is so fantastic. It starts my day out great. And I just love that. So I'm very much into that.
It's your natural coffee, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. How about you? Do you exercise every day?
I do something most days. I'm a mover in my office a lot, too. So my wife, who's a physician, has a tendency,
wow,
to be stuck in a chair in her work.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm moving from room to room on a regular basis, so just that alone. And my office is on the fifth floor, so I take the stairs. So, you know, well, that's what you got to do. I mean, if you don't have time, yeah, to necessarily set aside, I mean, you can make the time, right?
You've got some good pointers.
Yeah, just take advantage of not parking right next, not sitting in your car waiting for their parking spot. Just pull into the lot, park whatever's easy, and just walk. You know, you'll get to the front door of the store or wherever you're going faster anyway. And so anyway, there's lots of very simple things.
Exactly. What an analogy. How many times especially during the holidays right now,
right.
where you're waiting for that parking spot, so cars are going around you to go a little bit further to park.
Right.
And then you see them park, you see them already walking. To
and you could have parked, right, exactly. And then your stress goes up, and then you have leaky gut, and then you have increased risk for Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's crazy. So we're going to take another break. Judy, appreciate it. And the AGEs, the advanced glycation end products, to me is when people understand that it's not just avoid these foods, it's avoid these foods for this very particular reason, because this is the link. When people understand that, right, you're empowered. When you understand something, you're empowered, and then you'll make the lifestyle change. And,
absolutely.
And so I want you to touch on that a little bit more, and then I know there's a lot more. I want how to cook foods and so forth. So we're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Judy. Hang in there. And audience, please stay with us. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of master supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
I'm just loving that. Thanks, Jazz. I never, you know, I don't listen to lyrics as attentively as I would like to sometimes. It's just gone away as the bluebird. That's all right. Well, fall, the bluebird goes away, and, you know. And then that's what I always loved about springtime. I would hear, when I lived in Colorado, I would hear the robins sing, and, you know, there'd be certain birds that would come back, and there was just this wonderful sense of renewal. Not that winter's bad, winter's great too, but just you have these shifts of the season. That's one thing we miss in Hawaii, or at least I miss, but we have our own subtle shifts here. Anyway, welcome back. We're speaking with Judy Zucker, and she is the author with her sister of The Memory Diet and author of many, many other books. If you, what's your website? How can they find you and find all the great resources?
Okay. Well, they can check out our website, and they can also get a recipe of the month if they want to sign up for it. It's doubleenergytwins.com, doubleenergytwins.com.
And that's all lowercase, one word.
Yeah.
Good.
And they can also check us out on Facebook, the Double Energy Twins. They can follow us on Instagram, which is DBL for Double Energy Twins, and the same thing on Pinterest. We do everything. We do all the social media.
Wow.
We love feedback. We love people. We love to, like I said, inspire them to live a healthful lifestyle. And the great thing about the Memory Diet, there's over 150 healthy recipes in the book that are gluten-free, plant-based, sugar-free, really no more than like 5-step procedures, easy to follow, really, really tasty dishes like black bean cilantro chili dip and even a carrot hummus and really yummy, yummy carrot fudge brownies, cashew coconut granola,
okay,
and classic
hungry
oatmeal raisin cookies, all really yummy stuff.
So how do you guys have time to create all these? do you have like a kitchen where you can, besides your home, do you have an industrial kitchen where you can?
I got to tell you something. Like right now, I've been really doing some incredible pasta dishes. And I find the best gluten-free pasta, because there's different brands that you use. I like this called, it's called Andine Dream. And I make this macaroni. They have macaroni, they have seashells, they have spirals. And see, that's another thing, because if you check our website, our other books that have done really well when you see us on the Today Show and other national TV shows was the Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook and the Ultimate Allergy-Free Snack Cookbook. And those books were inspired by my son, who suffers from food allergies, gluten intolerance, and dairy intolerance. The dairy was the casein, and the gluten was in the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to be so creative in the kitchen. But we already were, but when you're starting to do an allergy-free cookbook, you're getting more creative. But I'm such a foodie. I love to cook. My twin sister and I love to cook. We're like scientists in the kitchen. And we're not going to sacrifice flavor for anything. And we don't want to make things complicated. We want to make sure that people can get these ingredients at their local store, not just like at a health food store
right,
or something really, really complicated. So, no, that's not the way we cook.
Okay. I've had parents of children, patients that went through what you've gone through in terms of allergies with the kids, and people get really creative and they get really healthy too doing it. I mean, it forces frequently a healthier pattern, but certainly your cookbooks could give everybody a real head start on that and
it's the holiday season. Like, we just did a book signing, mm-hmm. and everybody was getting them for friends and family, because it's not just people they know that are having memory problems, but they wanted to know how to prevent memory loss,
mm-hmm.
what they can do to increase their chances to keep, you know, positive cognitive health and stay healthy. And this book is not just for the brain. It's for the whole body. Like we talked about earlier, it's for the colon. It's for the heart. It's for just overall, if people are foodies like us and they want to eat really healthy and they want to have simple recipes that are creative and delicious and easy to make, then this is great. You know, we love salad stuff, but we also like things like pasta dishes, which we use gluten-free pastas that are yummy, like the one I said, the Andine Dream one, and other things like that. And we got a coconut macadamia nut cookie to die for in the cookbook too, that's sugar-free.
So, folks,
it's really wonderful.
Judy's folks that don't have an issue with gluten, obviously, yeah, they could substitute regular pastas for your gluten-free
Absolutely.
Pastas and just move from there. So I don't
right.
want people to get hung up on the idea that, oh, well, I'm not gluten-free and I don't have to go that route, so I shouldn't, you know, I want people to understand that, you know, it's easy to make a substitute.
Right.
Right, exactly. Okay, good, good.
Exactly.
And then
we talk about that.
And so I just want to make sure, again, so this empowerment thing, people understand that our enemies of health are high blood sugar, inflammation, oxidation. You know, it's people get hung up on treating a symptom because they're have shortness of breath or leg pain or chest pain or headaches, whatever. But all of these symptoms, the symptomatic management that conventional medicine is stuck in this paradigm of, can be avoided if we eat healthy, like what you're proposing.
Right. And we also talk about, okay.
Yeah, go on. No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're so knowledgeable, and I just love hearing you talk because you're really talking into what I believe in, too. But I was just going to, just in that one part about not just foods, we discussed good supplements to take.
Mm.
And we talked about, you just talked about inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we suggest taking a good probiotic, and we also just suggest taking turmeric, which is very helpful because people don't realize that the lowest incidence of Alzheimer's is in India,
mm-hmm.
and because they eat a lot of food with curry in it,
mm-hmm.
and curry has turmeric. I mean, people that anti-inflammatory foods. That's really important. I wanted to touch on that while you were speaking.
No, that's
about
that's a very good point. And as a matter of fact, because I've preached that same story, but from the tune of cancer, minimize cancer risk. Because
yes.
in India, we heard a lecture at one of my cancer conferences, and they talked to us about all the spices and curry being, you know, curcumin being one of them, but also black pepper and
right.
cardamom and you know on and on all these spices, wonderful spices, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're anti-inflammatory. They're antioxidative. They play all these great roles, despite the fact that it's a very polluted country in, you know, Bombay or different places, the cancer rates are still pretty low. And like you said, Alzheimer's rates too. And,
right.
you know, what's that say? That says a heck of a lot right there. So food is your medicine without a doubt. Now, when you talk about cooking, preparing your meals and avoiding high heats and, you know, just gently steaming, can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, that's when we discuss about the advanced glycation end products,
yeah.
that limiting the grilling, the broiling, the frying, and then reducing the cooking temperatures like close to 250, 300. So it just goes shorter times. And so, and eat an abundance of fresh fruits and vegetables because the AGEs are so low in that. It's the meat that it's high in. And then when people charbroil them and grill
mm-hmm.
them and brown them, that increases their what they call the AGEs, which is not good for the body. It's not good. It increases the sugar level, and they say that Alzheimer's is like a type 3 diabetes. I mean, we do the whole topic about the insulin problem in the brain, and just because of the consumption of sugar. Americans consume almost 47 pounds of cane sugar, you know, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have this sugar-heavy diet that increases, you know, our risks of Alzheimer's. And so, therefore,
yeah.
we need to think about that, look at other alternative sources, like maple syrup and honey and fruits and vegetables. I mean, they're just natural sweeteners. Well, in the book, in the memory diet, we actually talk about the 7 brain-boosting food groups. I don't know if we have time to talk about that, but I would be more than happy to share that
Please.
With your audience.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, we're going to just do this before we end the show.
You know what? Let me do a little teaser. This is excellent, and I don't want to hear it. And
okay.
I'm sure, so we're going to take.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I said I want to hear it. I said we're going to take our last break here, Judy, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear the real meat. Pardon the pun. That was a horrible pun. We're going to hear the
That's
real
a good pun.
Vegetable.
That's a good pun.
Well, the real vegetables, what we want.
Well,
though.
Well, we got to give the meat to the issue. That's a good one.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
The United Nations has a severe warning of a ticking time bomb of drug-resistant germs brewing in our natural environment. The study says this is aided by humans dumping antibiotics and chemicals into the water and soil. The report was titled Frontiers 2017, a dire warning from a UN environmental group. Another study says pollution wipes out the benefits of walking. Researchers from Imperial College of London found that the toxic air that's built up in city centers prevents the positive effects on the lungs and heart, which are usually gained from exercise. This study found that walking increases your lung capacity, but it doesn't do it in people who walk in polluted areas. And a video game maker claims it's doing a study on a video game designed to treat kids with ADHD. They claim the game improves attention and inhibitory control. The company is seeking approval from the FDA to market this game as a treatment. There's one slight problem. The positive effects were noted by physicians and parents, and this was done subjectively, and they really couldn't tell a difference between this video game and regular video games. So some more work needs to be done on that. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Listening to the Dr. Health radio program, AM 690 KHNR. Remember, this program is rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11, and David Snow will be back with some great information from his anti-aging conference in Vegas, and I guess that will carry on for some time. It sounds like he's got a lot of good research to share with us. So tune in next week, and we need to hear what the best seven
brain boosting foods.
There you go. Let's hear them, Judy.
Yeah. In our book, The Memory Diet, we discuss the seven brain boosting food groups. So the number one is cruciferous vegetables and cabbage. So that's like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, kale. They contain nutrients that protect against the free radicals. Now, it also keeps the blood flowing, and it helps remove heavy metals that can damage the brain. Now, if somebody doesn't like broccoli, they can eat the cauliflower, or they can eat the Brussels sprouts. This is so good for the body. It's so great for it.
Good cancer prevention, too, by the way.
Yes, great cancer. Again, yeah. We discussed it. This is like this could have been called the cancer-free diet, book,
right.
Even though
yeah,
it's
right.
called the memory diet.
Yeah.
I mean, all this is – and then – but excellent point. Number two would be leafy greens. Okay, this is like spinach, collard, mustard, turnip, romaine and red leaf lettuce. Because these are really high in what they call folic acid, like B6. And then also vitamin E, which improves cognitive health and slows down the effects of aging on the brain. Now, I am not a big collard green person, but I am red leaf lettuce and green leaf. So I would eat that. It's
sure.
like, you don't have to... Don't eat something you don't enjoy. That's the whole thing. We don't want to sacrifice flavor for anything. And there's such a big realm here in the vegetable kingdom that you can find something you like. Okay.
And your cookbook gives you good ways to prepare it and dress
right.
it and make it so it's so. And I just want to point out on the vitamin E, you're getting the mixed tocopherols versus the synthetic potentially vitamin E that you're getting at the drugstore or someplace, which is the key element, the mixed tocopherols. They've done studies where they said, oh, well, vitamin D didn't make any effect on this or that or the other thing. And it's because they use some horrible, you know.
Synthetic crap.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you get it from your food.
You're so right.
Okay, go
you're
on.
So,
you're doing great.
You're so smart. You give some really great pointers. You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. And that's why people have to read the labels on everything. We always say read the label before it goes on the table. But that's just not just with foods we eat, but with vitamins. There's so many synthetic things, especially these traditional type of places that you go to the drugstore and you think, okay, I'll get vitamins here.
Right.
But they're not all created equal.
No.
So, okay, number three, seeds and nuts, walnuts, almonds, cashews, pistachios, flax seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds, sunflower seeds. You know, they're high in what they call DHA and EPA, which are like a high omega-3 fatty acids. And they found that, without a doubt, that diets that contain omega-3s reduce the chances of cognitive decline by 20%. Now, some people say, okay, I want to get my omega-3s from salmon or fish. But the problem is, unfortunately, our waters are so polluted. You don't want to get anything that's farm-fed fish. You want to get it as natural as possible, but they may contain high levels of mercury.
Right.
So just be careful on that. So and people don't know this, but quinoa is actually a seed. But like that, when I talked about the Andean pasta, that's a quinoa and rice mixture.
Fantastic.
And quinoa is a complete protein. And quinoa is excellent, excellent. We have a great quinoa recipe.
I'm telling people to use quinoa in place of rice or do some kind of a hapa, what we call hapa rice. And that's usually a brown and white as they try to transition to brown because so many people are addicted to white rice.
Right, exactly.
But,
it has a consistency and quinoa will give it to them.
Exactly,
and you're talking about all the protein you need. It's
fantastic.
It's so diverse. But be careful when you cook it. Like if you're cooking on the stove, it cooks really quickly. It's like a 1-to-2 ratio. And when that water's boiling, you put it on a simmer, put the quinoa in there, and then it'll like cook and absorb it with like 15 minutes. And you got to stir the pot around. I know I cook with quinoa all the time.
Good stuff.
Number four, fruits, grapes, and berries. Okay, they contain antioxidants. And I'm not very good at my word pronunciation, so I hope I get this right. But anthocyanin and flavonoids.
You're very good at that.
You go to the technical medical words. what that anthocyanin is the color in the vegetables.
Those rich colors.
Right, those rich colors are so great for the brain and the body, and it's anti-cancer. They prevent further damage from free radicals in the brain. Okay, number five.
And they're moderate glycemic. Especially the berries. They don't have a high glycemic. They break down because they're high fiber.
Right, and people aware of high glycemic are people who are diabetics, and also just anybody. Because if you get too much sugar, you're going to get like not just hyper, but it's not great for the brain.
Yep.
But anyway, so beans, legumes, and whole grains. So they're complex carbohydrates. We love them. B vitamins. They could work slow, steady supply of glucose to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, people get into this low-fat. You want to buy low-fat foods. What happens is it usually increases the sugar content in them. And we love fats. The brain loves fats, but the right fats. We're not talking about canola oil. We're not talking about bad oils. We're talking about extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, because coconut oil has what they call medium-chain triglycerides, which are MCTs, which help break down into ketones, which are an ideal brain food. So, and coconuts are big in Hawaii. We love it. Coconut. I even use coconut oil in my hair, coconut oil on my body. Love coconut
Great
oil.
Great stuff. Couldn't agree
more.
Had some this morning. Well done.
Yeah, it's good. And that's why you're so sharp. Okay, number seven, brain spices. We talked about this. Turmeric, the black pepper that you said, garlic. I love garlic. I don't know. Maybe it's my Italian heritage, but I'm a half Italian, half Jewish, so you can imagine that guilt. But I got to tell you, the garlic, we love garlic. I put garlic on everything.
Yeah.
Even when I get if I ever get run down, I just put it, I even drop a garlic in the tea while it's simmering. But it's just, the garlic is so fantastic. And ginger, cinnamon. Cinnamon is great for the brain. We love cinnamon this time of the year, the holidays. Add the extra cinnamon. Rosemary, sage. Green tea is great for the body. And drinking any liquids during the day that are, you know, more towards green tea, decaffeinated, and they are good for the body. And that's what we talked about earlier about the turmeric, the containing the curcumin, which inhibits neurotoxins that have been linked to neurodegenerative disorders. So
you're absolutely right, and it actually has some effects on a particular genetic marker for cancer. That is called something called mTOR, helps to block that gene expression in cancer. So many different pathways. And I just wanted to mention that. I jumped too many. You went through so many spices. Oh, the garlic. So when I was in medical school in our microbiology class, we took petri dishes and took different strains of bacteria and grew them in the lab, and then we exposed those to various antibiotics and then various herbs, antimicrobial herbs, and garlic outperformed everybody. Outperformed the drugs, every other. I mean, I can't say enough about garlic. And
you want to make sure if you're eating garlic, maybe that everybody else is eating it too.
Right, there's that aspect. And then also, the stomach distress. So put it in soak it in olive oil and then eat it with, something. So it's not this
I'm such a garlic person.
Yeah, just eating a whole clove by itself. Some people can do it, but it's kind of hard in the stomach. So be careful, that's all.
Yeah, that's a good point. And onions are great for the body too. I mean, all those things. And they taste good. When you also start, let's say, eating more pure foods, mm-hmm. you will crave them like you would crave sugar, and you don't crave the sugar anymore. You don't crave those kind of foods. And it's good to get a jump start on this now. I mean, there's throwout days. I mean, the holidays are a throwout day. There's birthdays are a throwout day. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about what you consistently do.
That's right.
Try to eat healthy. Most people know what's good for them and what's not good for them. But we just try to bring that to their attention. I saw an interview with Oprah, and because she started that whole idea of aha moments. Mm-hmm. Aha. And she said aha moments were something not that you just learn new and go, aha, but actually something you already knew and it came back to you and was aha. So anyway, so people know how to eat healthy, but when they read the memory diet, they're going to go, aha, see, that's, I always like that. I'm going to eat that more and stuff like that.
Yeah, we need constant reminders. We need to be mindful, and having a cookbook like yours and an informational book like yours.
It's in Spanish now, too.
Oh, awesome.
It's only been out for a year, and it's gone into its second printing, and we're so happy about it.
Very cool.
It's really cool.
Well, you need to get it into Filipino and Mandarin and Japanese.
I would love our publisher to do
Polynesian,
that.
Polynesian, Hawaiian. We got a lot of language. You could really have a lot of fun with that here. I just want to say that the content, the way you've put it together, is fantastic. Should people, if they want to make it a Christmas gift this year, do they go to your website?
They can go to Amazon.
Amazon,
and just go to our book, our website, DoubleEnergyTwins.com, because it shows all our books on the website, and they can double-click it and everything. They can do it. They'll just love it for themselves. Just the recipes are so yummy.
I'm hungry, and your advice is brilliant.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting you on the phone here, Judy.
Yeah.
And I wish you and your sister all and your family the best.
Aloha. Was it Mele Kaliki Maka?
Very good. Atta girl.
I'm not.
You're doing beautiful.
Here's to 2018. May everybody be healthy and happy.
Couldn't agree more. Aloha.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.